Greg Jennings is currently getting a second opinion, so we're still gathering information on Greg's injury. That's where we stand today, and BJ will probably go through a rehab part practice tomorrow. So we'll find out where he is tomorrow.
Mike, was Jennings a little concerned about how the progress was going that he went to get a second opinion?
Correct. Yes.
Like what happened to Saturday, to Kuhn, to Lang, and to Jordy, or any
just
of those
things all just kind of occurred in the game. Just being smart, Jordy hamstring tightened up on him today at practice. So those things will be answered throughout the week. I'm not sure if anybody's in danger. I'm not playing, but it'll take the full week.
When you look at the Jaguars, do you have to remind your is there any message to the team? I mean, numbers-wise, they're struggling pretty clearly. Do you have to remind your guys to look past the numbers, or how do you treat that?
Well, we're not really big into the numbers. We're into the film. So Jacksonville is an uncommon opponent for us. You only play the AFC, obviously, once every 4 years. So there's a lot of players that we have not competed against. So that's really our focus. Stay in tune with their scheme. They're also a team that's going through a first-year coaching staff. So you still have the potential for unscouted looks. So we're really emphasizing more film study this year. This week, because obviously just playing these guys and not playing them in the past. So that's always been my experience. And uncommon opponents, really, from a preparation standpoint, are always a little more challenging. So there's a little bit more of the unknown when you play in these type of games.
Mike, are you hoping to test Sam or Nick Perry on like tomorrow and practice Friday, if anything?
Not as of today, there's not a plan. So they went through just like they do every week. Wednesday, they were not ready to test today, and then they'll be evaluated again on Friday.
Do you have to alter your scheme at all with new bodies trying to backfill Charles Woodson? Just based upon how versatile he was, does it lack a little bit of flexibility with some of the guys he might put into his place?
Well, I think it's more about going back to when you implement your defense. So when you put in a system of defense, you also want to have the concepts and the things that really to play double headers all year long if you have to. So, and that's really our approach. We're really focusing on what Jacksonville's doing and playing, and matching up to what they're doing. So, and as far as who's going to play where, that's really what the week will work itself out, and just stay in tune with the new guys playing in these positions, what they do well, fitting it obviously with the concepts and schemes that we want to use against Jacksonville. We're not putting together a game plan and saying, okay, we're going to try to have these three guys replace Charles Woodson. That's not practical, and that's not the approach. So we're going to play our defense. We're going to play our schemes, play our concepts. But really, Jacksonville is dictating how we're going to line up against them.
Mike, from what you've seen so far about Jacksonville, what squad or phase of their game is their best that they've got going for them right now?
Well, I'd say they're strong up front. I mean, I was starting with our offense, looking at their defense, and they're very systematic in what they do. You can see that their ability from a technique standpoint. Two big guys inside, so they stay true to their system. They're physical. Linebackers are downhill. They really challenge you on the perimeter. So we're expecting to be challenged with the bump and run and particularly situation offense. So offensively, we're kind of with the quarterback situation, running back situation. So we're looking through a few things there, and special teams wise, with them being in the first year and some new faces, we're really just focusing on fundamentals and technique, to be frank. So this week is really trying to get caught up on a lot of new faces, faces that we haven't played against.
Mike, what's different about AJ this year? Anything?
Haircut?
How do you think he's playing?
I think AJ's having a good year. I think AJ's been very impactful, especially down the stretch. He's such a steady person and such a steady player, and it's so key for your for your lead communicator on defense, and just, you know, he's the same guy every day, and I've always appreciated that from AJ, even going back to his rookie year. So he's a little lighter, you know. He's I think it was, which is normal with you watch some of the NFL players. Sometimes they get lighter and as their careers go on. Sometimes they feel they need to be, you know, bigger when they're younger. So, but yes, I think he's having a very good year.
Did you expect Casey to be as good as he's been, or has he surprised you somewhat just by how consistent he's been the last year?
Well, Casey Edwards, you know, really, I think just from the first day, you can see his ball skills, and everybody was excited, obviously, when we drafted him out of Vanderbilt. So, I mean, he's a football player. He's a playmaker, and anytime you take a rookie and play in a couple different positions in a multi-scheme defense, I think it says a little bit about the young man. So now that he's getting opportunities, he's taking advantage of them. He's got his hands on the ball again today a couple times. So he's getting better with every opportunity.
How much has Joe contributed to that development, though, besides his already natural instincts for the ball? Joe seems to take him to training.
Yeah, Joe Witt's an excellent football coach, and anybody's had a chance to watch him work from afar or have the opportunity to work with him, you know, on the staff, everybody appreciates Joe's approach, you know, his demeanor, his expertise, and he does a great job. You can just see the development of the young players we've had here over his time. So yes, Joe is definitely a big part of the development of our corners.
You know, you've seen countless rookie cornerbacks when you're doing your game plans. Everything. Does Casey have more poise than the typical rookie, maybe? Or
I mean, I'm glad he's a Green Bay Packer. And yes, he has a lot of poise. At the game, you could see it wasn't too big for him, just from the first time we lined up. So yes, I mean, I would definitely say that's an attribute of his.
Mike, have you asked Woodson to stick around and be in meetings and stuff, or do you prefer, or does he prefer to just be away?
He might be here more now than he's ever been. I mean, he's around the clock, getting treatment. You know, he's in the cafeteria, you know, around these guys. So yeah, I mean, Charles offers a lot to our program, and but I know him and the medical staff are doing everything they can, you know, to try to get him back as quickly as possible.
More,
Mike, that long laundry list of injuries today, how's that affecting your preparation and practices? And
well, short the practice today. I mean, obviously, we're in here a little early. Our practice was shortened today because of our medical situation, and tomorrow will probably be similar.
Mike, with Nick Gary's injuries so far, just how valuable has Eric Walden been for you guys?
Eric Walden was our game ball winner on defense, so I think that tells you how he's played and what he's done with his opportunity. I thought he played outstanding against the Rams. He was impactful. He's consistent. So Eric's, you know, clearly having his best year in his time here in Green Bay.
Mike,